Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:06 in St. Louis, you are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios, Timothy Michael McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you, and Doug today here in this Design Air 7 o'clock hour. Design Air, the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. We are live from 314 Training Academy, Jack.
Boy, this place is something. Have you been here before?
I have never been here before.
This is really sweet.
And I am...
This is totally big league. You know, if the Cardinals were to build their own indoor training academy with six or seven cages and workout facilities and a tiny little infield over there, it would look just like this. I mean, this is totally first class.
If this were around in the 1990s, I would probably be playing for the Card. What?
We'd have all been big leaguers, every last one of us.
I don't think there's help for us, but if there's a young person, say the age of Tyler, 8 years old.
That's right.
Who still has his best years ahead of him, they come here, they can up their game.
They do this at all levels. They've got major leaguers who come in here.
Yeah, they've but they don't have like 50-year-old guys saying, hey, I think I can make the Cardinals if I just tighten up my swing a little bit.
Minny Minoso got an at-bat at the age of 50-plus.
Well, he also had quite the pedigree before that.
Well, yeah, there's that.
We're talking about a guy like you who stood out at that community college. Sure, you hit 313 that year, and it was a great year, but that was years ago.
I didn't hit 313.
I didn't ever hit 313, no.
Did you hit 362?
No, considerably less than that.
Jeez. You did take Tom Seaver deep.
Well, there was that. But I just think if
I could hang a breaking ball?
If I could just improve my launch angle just a little bit.
What about your
I can't run anymore either, but that's overrated now in today's game.
I was talking to Mabes about your swing, and they, you know, the coaches were saying, you got to barrel it up.
Yeah,
you know,
I've
you don't barrel
that.
It up.
Is that what it is?
You just don't barrel
I'm
it up.
Hitting them all right off the handle.
Well, just foul a couple pitches off till you get the one you like.
I don't foul pitches on purpose, and neither does anyone else.
Text in 855-282-8255. That's how you can get involved in the radio program, the Appliances Counter phone lines, 855-282-8255. 314 Training Academy is where we are broadcasting from. Baseball and softball families. Club ball is finished up for the summer, so the time is now to register for fall and winter training sessions. Slots are filling up quickly for individual small groups of 3 to 6 kids, as well as full team training. Ages range from 6 years old to high school age for pitching, fielding, catching, and hitting. Don't forget about Hit Tracks. They're a one-of-a-kind baseball simulator that can't be found anywhere else in the area. Sign up now at 314trainingacademy.com or call 314-963-1110, 314-963-1110.
There it is right there.
The Hit Tracks is just to your east.
Oh, and there it is. There's old Busch Stadium.
Yeah, they got it set up for Busch Stadium. They can put any major league park in there, and you stand in and take your wax, and it'll track where the ball will go.
So we can play where the Rays play?
Yes.
Oh,
that's exactly
nice.
Right. That is a cool thing there.
See, what I'd like to do is simulate a game at Busch, and I'll be on the mound. I'll put one in Doug's ear, and we'll scuffle right there on the mound.
All right, I'll charge the mound. We can do that.
Nice. Sweet. Yeah. So we fit a rake?
Well, I hope we can take a cut or two.
Nice.
Well, the main thing is that we're here to do great radio, Tim. Oh, let's not get distracted.
Okay, that's right.
It's great to hear your voice, Tim. It's been a long 21 hours. That's from the Crystal City Clam Hammer.
Starts already.
Well, let me tell you something. I got so many things. I mean, I'm loaded for bear today. I'd kind of like to do a 12-hour show today.
You got to start by holding the Yankees accountable by not starting Matt Holliday?
I didn't watch a second of that game.
I
understand there's a guy, Cleveland, who threw well.
Trevor Bauer.
Right.
He was nasty.
Had a no-no for 5 or 6 innings.
Nasty.
Yeah, he sure was.
And then Jose Altuve hit 3 home runs against that. And Sale started for the Sox?
Yeah.
I'm kind of becoming Tony Kornheiser. I'm finding things out while I'm on the air.
Jose Altuve hit 3 home runs?
So,
Francesa,
what the hell? I know. I'm ripping off his act. I'm moving from Stern down the street to Francesa. But Chris Sale giving up. What the hell happened there?
Well, ringing up no Sale.
You used his name. It happened to several pitchers. Luis Severino, the Yankees, got roasted.
Yeah, but
Urban Santana got hit hard. He's with their aces.
you know, Kershaw world.
I think. You'd think. Sometimes the pressure's just a little too much, I guess.
I'm telling you.
The Indians didn't even use their best pitcher, and he still had a great outing. Corey Kluber's probably going to be the Cy Young winner.
All four games going, all four series going.
That's cool.
Today, yeah, that is cool. All day baseball for you to enjoy. Dodgers and Diamondbacks wrap it up late at night. Cubs and Natitude. Mm-hmm. Doug and
Cardinals will play at 4:30.
Consolation bracket.
Spirit win division.
But I think the thing that everybody's attention's on today is the Ryder Cup.
Oh no!
It tees off in less than 4 hours. I didn't sleep.
Nerves.
Yeah, it's not easy. You know, I haven't been back to the site of the event that we are not allowed contractually to speak of since it took place in July. And I'm going to go back there, and I'm probably going to hit it, I don't know, 310, 320.
You don't even know who's on your team. You had your roster pilfered. Did you ever get that straightened out?
Aaron Laurent is back on my team.
Well, what happened there?
I don't know.
And then what about the guy who said that
he played with Ricky Fowler?
Beat Fowler, or he lost to Fowler in the play, and then everyone else said he was a liar.
He is not on the team.
No.
Another gentleman is on the team because the guy who told me he played against Ricky Fowler told me he couldn't play, so then I filled the spot, and then 5 minutes later he said, oh, I can play now, and I said, I already.
You cut him. Block him now.
So, I mean, here we go, you know? I mean, I'm going to return to that ninth fairway where I was I up two or three on Jay there?
Oh, I haven't the foggiest
idea.
Yeah,
that was a big deal. And the nice thing is that Doug secured two cameras from Channel 4.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We will not be covering this event with either of those cameras.
What?
Well, it's such a long drive out there from the city.
Well, you go 41-70 or do you go 71-70?
Well, I don't know.
70 is a nice drive.
You can get a brat.
I just don't think that it's going to happen. As big of an event as this is.
Well, Zach Choate will be there.
Okay. Channel 2 will beat us on
another
this
scoop
one.
For the Choatester. Oh. Right. I like that guy.
I feel bad.
Now, there's going to be big news here, Doug. If you were smart, you would have gotten set up a camera because Luke Voigt's going to be here sitting at the table.
Wow. Who, cool. Luke Voigt, who follows at TMASTL on the Twitter tweets.
No, he shouldn't.
Yeah, he said he had some buddies that I don't think he – He's heard it, but his buddies are into it. I think that's what he told me.
Are we going to get to see him hit a little bit, I hope?
What are you asking me for, boy?
Well, maybe he told you.
I'm not his consigliere.
Well, I hope we get to see him hit a little bit.
Can we critique his swing for him?
Yes.
Maybe help him out?
Sure.
Help out this club?
Oh, absolutely.
Nice. Get a good wide base there. Voitsy?
Yeah. Well, don't give away all your coaching technique before he gets here.
Quick bat.
Hey, guys, this is David Faraday. Where do I get my credentials? Thanks. That's from the 314. I don't know who's. I don't know if it's too late to get credentials.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to park, too, the satellite trucks. There'll be a lot of media parking there, bro.
Well, there's got to be, like, Lemming Media. Like, that's
there
a separate category.
Lemming Magazine.
Picture of Tim smiling. Lemming's Illustrated.
Lemming Magazine. I played that Chris Raby yesterday, and he beat the hell out of me. I mean, he beat the hell out of me. I have no confidence. My game is in newborn mode.
Well, you're playing a lot, though, aren't you?
Not nearly as much as
every
I was playing.
Every day I see you in your golf garb.
Not since the Tyke's been born. No. But I've played a good amount considering I have a newborn, but still not what I was. Doug, I went out there and I fired a 74 2 days before he was born. That's as good as
I
got.
Really?
Yeah,
boy,
but I'm a mess now. Raby, at this point, I'm gonna have to call Ryan Kelly because I'm gonna have to get a second mortgage to pay Raby. That's how bad.
Yeah,
but here's the
try
thing.
Try not to use a mortgage to pay off gambling debts.
I thought that's the right thing to do. Yeah, didn't that guy in New York do it? And it worked out for him.
You're in a Ponzi scheme. We get three mortgages.
Bernard Madoff?
But here's the thing.
No,
I don't think that's what
the
he
guy
was
who did the sports talk radio at
when
WFA.
When you're lining up next to Raby, you might have better game, but he has a better affiliation with Cam Wex standing above our show.
I think so, you're
initially
in
intimidated by that, and if you don't get off to a good start, I could see the insecurity starting to fester within him. Don't
so as I'm
that?
Sitting over my approach, yeah. I'm thinking about 50,000 red hot watts?
50,000 watts. Mm. And chock full of professionals, and then you think about our little operation here.
What?
And you know what? You feel inferior.
I guarantee you they didn't talk about one of their hosts not being able to cash their fantasy baseball winnings on Cam Wex yesterday.
Yeah, I could not do it. Well, I tried.
So how did that resolve itself?
Well, I'm still waiting to hear the get a little email from the bank saying, sorry, your check did not clear. You owe us $12.
And that's because Joe took the money and the account's empty.
Well, I don't know about that last part, but it's possible. I'm not saying it didn't happen.
If you, just to help out the situation, give out your bank number.
Oh, it'd be fun.
And your routing number on the air, and then maybe people can help out.
Right. It might as well, I'm sure, with all the hacks that have gone on. Everyone's got it anyway.
Oh, yeah, all over my chest.
Yahoo got hacked. Equifax hacked.
Who did the hacking? The Russians? Putin? Again?
I don't know who does all the hacking. But, boy, everyone's been hacked.
Guys, could you please keep your hot takes to a minimum this morning? I have my kids with me, and I don't know how to explain it to them. Thanks. That's from the 618.
Well, you better just tell them when radio happens and hot takes happen, it's combustible.
Let's get down to some business, Hill.
My boyfriend and I are planning on coming today and hooking up in the sand on number 12. Feel free to join, Doug. Thanks. That's from the 314. I'm trying to picture number 12. Oh, it's a par 3, very short par 3.
This is at Normandy, right?
Right, yeah. Because 10 and 11, those are testers. But number 12, an opportunity there. That's where Cletus got his hole-in-one. What was that, 4 weeks ago?
Yeah, it was 4 weeks ago, Tim, to the day. To the day.
Yeah, and yeah, I guess you would probably, if you're going to have sex with a guy, probably the back bunker. But the sand at Normandy can be hard, so that gives you a nice base to maybe go reverse cowgirl, or in this case, cowboy.
I thought Jay had given up on the sand there, that they were going to go grass bunkers.
Oh, is that right?
Well, that's what he said at one point, that they were having trouble with some of the sand.
We got to go out there and do a feature on that. It'd be
well,
fun.
Well, okay. Maybe while we're there covering the event today.
Doug, my tum-tum hurts. Thanks, KJ and O-Town.
Why would you text that in? Seriously, why would a grown man text that in?
Sometimes it's cathartic to share your maladies with others.
My tum-tum hurts.
We're a family here, bro.
We're not that much family. We're not so much family that people that we barely know can call
Wait,
in
so,
and say.
So someone is going through something, they want to share it, and this bothers you.
I don't necessarily need to
Why
know.
Would you scold a guy who's already got a bad stomach situation?
Well, I don't know.
The prize pool today, unbelievable. It's $150 per person to enter, and whoever wins out of the four teams wins $57.50. So
there's that. Just say
Holy
there's
smoke.
That.
So best case scenario, you lose like $95?
That's right, that's right.
Boy, that is high stakes. I just don't live in your world, your moneyed circles.
You don't
it's
repop,
just
do you?
Foreign to me. I think you probably go ahead and repop.
Yep. So we got that. Here's what we got. I mean, not only do we have this show, and I said I'm so loaded for bear with takes, that we could do 12 hours. Unfortunately, we can't because the Ride Her Cup tees off at Normandy at 11. We wrap that up. I think we'll get done at 3:12.
You'll be able to nail down the minute that you're done.
I would think. And then we will head back on 170, then go 40 west, head home. I'll freshen up a bit. It doesn't take me long to freshen up. No
powder. You use some powder, maybe?
You can take an Irish shower sometimes and just throw Old Spice on. But with no hair, I can be ready in the shake of a lamb's tail.
If you could take a shower.
That's right. That's right.
Because there's no hair to dry.
Yeah. No hair don't cur.
So in the shake of a lamb's tail, you're ready to go and pony up somewhere.
Right. I got to
shoot over somewhere.
I'll go to Kirkwood Brew House, and there we have a restaurant. We have a bar. We have a patio, and then right there we have 590 The Fan KFNS, where we have the main studios, where Franco Pinion will be bringing it at that point. Mm-hmm. And then we have the podcast studios, where the Sea Monster Clay Travis and I will enter, and we will do a little podcasting like the Dickens.
You know what it's missing, and that's a big miss in terms of marketing opportunities, but what if you put a shower for yourself in the middle of Kirkwood Brew House?
Wow.
So that way you could just shoot there.
Kind of like the W Hotel in Lauderdale. So
with glass doors.
Yep.
People would pay just to watch you shower.
Yeah, but maybe pay a little more to join.
And also squint a lot.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
So somewhere, let me get this straight, between the restaurant proper and the outdoor patio, you're planning, or at least considering installing, a glass-doored shower for your personal use and for the thrill of the lemmings.
That's right. That's right.
It's like a little peep show for a little guy.
That's what it sounds like. But it'll be right next to the swinger section.
Yeah, you would think.
Just to get people in the mood.
And guys can enter. No women.
Ugh.
Guys can enter, though. Wouldn't it be great if, like, a family's dining and there's two guys showering together? Like, just...
God bless it.
Oh, okay, it's your idea, and then I, like, play out the hand, and people get mad.
I don't think they do that in the Castro District, do they? I don't think it'll go over in Kirkwood.
I think you're missing the point. It's not there for activities. It's just there so that Tim's fans can watch him shower.
Right.
All right.
It's good, wholesome entertainment for the Lemmings.
I suppose if you had a restaurant or bar and you did just something totally goofy like that, it'd probably become a huge hit.
So you think I should
I think maybe,
go to the city of Kirkwood, go to a city council meeting and say, hey, we have an idea.
Right. And you tell them that after the shower you can be ready in the shake of a lamb's tail. And they'll probably say, you know, not a bad idea. Could help the community.
And then we could branch out with other exhibits. We could have you, like, a little booth where you'll sit on a plate of mashed potatoes. I think people would pay good money to see that.
That doesn't sound bad. That doesn't sound bad at all. Guys, I'm so hard right now, it's impacted my ability to drive. Thank you. That's from the St. Catherine Altar Boy. It's from the 314 also.
The Altar Boys aren't old enough to drive.
I think he's former. I think he's former.
All right.
Oh, let's see. I don't know what this means, so I don't think I'm going to...
Well, I wouldn't read it then.
Let's see. Little-known fact, Tim is swinging some serious dong. It's like a wiffle ball bat made of flesh.
Who would send that one in?
The cousin of Moo Man did.
The cousin of Moo Man has indeed been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time for his comments, I mean. And I want to thank Hotshots for use of their leather-bound suspension.
That is nice of them. So on your Penske truck, Four Seasons Penske truck captain's log today, we kind of got a nice program. This is kind of nice.
Kind of accidental is what you're saying.
Well, I mean, it's just, you know, I think producing this show is unfulfilling to the Sea Monster. Mm-hmm. I hope producing the podcast is fulfilling to the Sea Monster. No?
No, I don't think he's fulfilled by anything that he does with us.
Really? I don't know. I'd like to think the podcast, because that's when you get to do the stuff that you like to do. But this show where I say, yeah, I don't really want guests.
Aren't you more fulfilled when you go home and you're with your lady and you're eating a Swanson
What I really enjoy now is finding audio from the Barstool Chicks and Mike Francesa.
Oh, I like that.
Look at his face, too. He's very proud. I don't like that at all.
And I'm trying to break into the world of GIFs.
Well, that's how we're going to increase revenue.
I would think so.
Any tweet I've been sending out lately has included a GIF.
Jeff? Have you seen the money start rolling in?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Be sure to check out the piece this week written by Monique Medina. Monique works in Los Angeles for iHeart and shared some great insight on why sports radio brands should be utilizing GIFs to enhance their social media presentation.
I mean, you got to be kidding.
Please, it enhances your presentation. Some goofy picture.
Don't you hate it when people really share some terrific information? Doug, do you ever share terrific information?
Not really.
Oh,
no.
God.
This Modique, Monina, Monique,
yeah,
Modina, whoever the hell she is, she thought of something. And so now it's all over the industry.
Be sure to
industry.
Check out the piece this week written by Monique Medina.
The thing
I feel
terrible for, like, the producers at 101. I don't follow their shows, but it's been brought to my attention that anytime they tweet stuff out, now they're using GIFs, and I'm like, oh, crap.
Well, then we're going to start doing
that. That's what I'm doing now. Anytime I tweet out a take, I just include a GIF.
Tim,
and I'll tell you what, I'm looking at a house in Huntley today. I'm looking at a house in Huntley. I'll say
today
it.
Today you are. Yeah.
Now,
my
Tim,
friends have just moved in there.
You've owned the radio operation, parking lots, so you've been in this deeper than I have or Doug have. We're just a couple of schleppers that are riding coattails, correct?
Right.
So, if you're 101 and you're doing very well, it's a fine station. We have no rivalry with them. They have good people there. Are you thinking to yourselves, hey, we've established ourselves in a positive way based on the fact that we have good people, good signal, a good station, all the check, 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 right? Or are you listening to Barrett and saying, we need GIFs? I mean, do they really have to listen?
I wonder how that whole process works. Like, if we were one of those places and somebody came in and said, hey, when you guys tweet out, we need you to tweet out GIFs. And we'd all just look at it like, is this effing for real?
We're not doing it.
Yeah.
GIFs that really sometimes don't have much at all to do with what information you're trying to put out there. But it's just a little picture so that it's like a lure to a fish so that somebody sees the picture and goes, look at that little GIF.
Be sure to check out the piece this week written by Monique Medina.
I'm not going to.
Or you just say, hey, happy birthday to Joe Thurston.
Can do that. You can do that.
Well, I haven't done that. But while we're here, I intend to take a picture of this 314 Train Academy with a GIF underneath it on Twitter and see if that really helps our profile.
I don't think you can do that.
You can?
I don't think you can have a picture and a GIF in one tweet. I don't think so. Maybe Monique Medina.
That tweet would explode.
Yeah, by Monique Medina.
That's right. Guys, what's more painful, listening to that douche Jason Barrett or listening to Biff read his poems? Thanks.
Biff's poetry is great.
It is. Yeah, it's underappreciated in my mind.
Doug, let's say you and I relive your college days from the 70s and go streaking around the STL. We can wear Converse high tops and a smile, let that turkey neck flop in the wind, and the boys bounce in the open air. That's from Dick Long.
I didn't ever do any streaking, but they did in high school. There were some streakers. And I think there's a little of that still going on in college.
Manchild 79 wants to know, hey, does anyone know what's doing with this Monique Medina? She got that cake or nah? Thanks, Manchild 79.
What's up, Manchild?
She got that cake or not?
No, he didn't say that.
What did he say?
She got that cake or nah?
She got that cake or nah?
Clip that off.
And what does that mean exactly?
Doug?
I guess it's not her birthday, so she didn't get the cake. I don't know. She got that cake or not? That's what he's saying.
Yeah. These days, I'm telling you, the move is to have that cake.
I literally have no idea what that means. I could guess a few things.
Maybe a bundt cake.
Woo!
Yeah. It could be one of them. Yeah.
Woo! Hmm.
Some people are just too cool for me. I don't understand what they're saying.
Hey, Mike Francesa.
Oh, no.
Well, no, this ties into.
Okay.
Jose Altuve hits 3 home runs.
Yeah, he did.
He's probably the American League MVP. Is that accurate?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Okay. And he got in a heated argument with a caller, unfortunately. That happens on his show.
Altuve did?
No. Francesa.
All right. He got that cake?
I don't. Actually, yes.
Does
I
he?
Think he does. Take a listen.
Right, Jeff in Newburgh. What's up, Jeff?
Mike, do you pay attention to baseball at all?
Do you follow it? No, I never have. No.
Don't think Jose Altuve is one of the best players in the game right now.
One of the best players in the game?
He averages 200 hits a year. Mike, he averages 45 doubles a year. He's a 310
really?
Hitter. I mean,
well, let me ask you something. Let me ask you a couple of questions, okay? I'm going to ask you a question. So he averages 45 doubles, okay? Now, how did that help his team when he scored 85 runs?
Well, you gotta have.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah. Give me a guy who gets a 400 on base percentage and scores 120 runs. Okay. Now I'm not knocking him, but don't tell me he's one of the best players in baseball because he's not. He's not one of the best players in baseball. Cano is, because Cano scores 100 runs and knocks in 100 runs. Altuve scores 80 runs and knocks in 50, and gets his 200 hits. Cano's one of the best players in baseball. Not Altuve, okay? There's a difference. Altuve's a nice player. Cano's a star. A big difference. Maybe you learn something, I hope.
Doug, that's all you got to do. 5 million a year.
5 million a year. And it wasn't a real good take either. Jose Altuve is definitely one of the premier players in Major League Baseball.
And you're going to back it up with, he only scored 80 runs. Right. How does that help his team?
This year he only hit 346, 81 RBIs, hitting right at the top of the lineup. And he's hit that for 2 or 3 years
and
now.
And he scored 112 runs this year. So where does 80 scored 112 runs?
Yeah, I was stunned when he said 50. I said, I better look that up because he's in maybe the best lineup in baseball, hitting at the top of the lineup.
He scored 112 last year. He scored 108. He hasn't scored under 100 since 2015.
Last few years, he's at 346, 338, 313, 341.
Yeah, and just for good measure, he's also had 24 homers in back-to-back years.
Yeah.
There's a little guy with 24 homers who scores 112 runs and hits 340, but he's not one of the best players in baseball.
In fantasy baseball, where it's all stats-driven, He's like the top, clearly in the top five or so of everybody.
In 2017, his on-base percentage, Jose Altuve, is .410. .410 on-base percentage. You can't get much better than that.
Seamaster just called it to my attention that I talked about the Four Seasons Penske Truck Captain's Log and then got distracted and never gave the Four Seasons. That's amazing that that would happen.
Yeah, it is. Well, we got the drops and the
Francesa. Had to get to it. It was the
Barstool
lead.
Barstool girls.
Haven't gotten there yet. Team Fran, Team Rhea. Eddie McVay joins us for the Maggie O'Brien's Picks of the Week. Producer Joe's like around 60% against the number this this year. You can play it for free on the TMA fan page. Whoever wins gets a $20 gift certificate to Maggie O'Brien's. Luke Voigt is actually going to be here. He trains at 314 Training Academy, and he will be here. And, Doug, you two will have a rake-off and see who's got better velo.
Okay. Exit velo.
That's right. That's right.
Wouldn't you think if you were him, you just wouldn't want to pick up a bat for about 3 months? You take batting practice every day from, geez, probably January until Sunday, every single day.
Maybe that's why you never played at Missouri. Maybe that's why you never played. You put in the extra work.
Well, nobody plays more than a professional.
You know what they say? You sweat more in the off season, you bleed less in battle. Grow up.
We didn't have these places when I was that age. We didn't have places like 314 Training Academy to come in here and hit all day.
And then Lisa Ann will be with us, Doug, at 9:15. The AVN Hall of Famer, SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio. Tweet questions regarding your fantasy team or your DraftKings FanDuel teams at The Real Lisa Ann. That's brought to you by DBs. Lisa Ann, I think, is quickly becoming the favorite of the audience on the show.
Is she?
Yeah, she really is. She is a great guest.
Yeah, she's very knowledgeable.
She's knowledgeable, and she's just fun for the whole family. Is Jennings going to call in with any questions for her? I don't know.
Well, you know.
He's getting ready for that Ride Her Cup.
He's playing today, right? Not just
yeah. He's in my group. 11 o'clock tee time.
It is, okay.
I think it's on the Golf Channel. Is the Golf Network?
It won't be on. It won't be anywhere.
Oh, because of the Safeway.
If you put it on Facebook Live on your own account, that's the only place it'll be.
We tried to do that for the event we can't speak about contractually, and the Plowhawk was using a flip phone, and unfortunately, the video didn't work.
A flip phone.
Yep.
Those were hot in 2004.
Send your emails in. Hot Shots email of the day. Hot Shots was voted the number one sports bar in St. Louis by readers of the Riverfront Times at one of their 11 St. Louis area locations today. So anyway, after I shower, then head up and then do the interview with Clay Travis, who will be in town, and then everybody is welcome. I mean everybody, because the patio is now open. Last Friday it was a soft open. Now it's officially open. And, Doug, that's where Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert, and Clay Travis and myself will be hosting a little happy hour pony show. And you're welcome to come on by, pour yourself a scotch, and settle in and talk it over.
Okay.
Get some wings, too. Those wings are pretty good.
I went up there with Raby after he shipped me yesterday, and he got a little taste of the candied bacon for the first time.
Did he?
Couldn't believe it.
So this is the hard opening of the patio proper.
Yep.
Today is it.
Yep.
Big grand opening.
Yep. Come on by.
You got an oom-pa-pa band or anything?
Oh, polka?
Yeah, it would be interesting to have a German oom-pa-pa band out there.
That's a bad idea. Oom-pa-pa, that's how it goes. Oom-pa-pa, pa-pa, everyone knows.
That sort of thing, yeah.
From the 314, kind of a fun text. Doug likes soft openings. Thanks. That's from Ben.
Okay, Ben. The Rat? Remember that? The movie about the rat?
Yeah, and Michael Jackson was in love with the rat?
Right. Well, it was all very confusing. Ben has been suspended for the comment that he just made, a period of 2 days' time. I would like to take this opportunity to thank the fine folks at Wright Business Products for sponsoring the ink pens that are used for the suspension logule. Thank you, Wrightsy.
Nice. By the way, that was nice of you to read that text as opposed to the one just in front of it, which was much more
violent. Your texts come in at a different pace.
Yeah, mine are slower. I don't
care. I think yours are faster, actually.
No, no.
Ha, ha, ha. Hit him.
There was something about butter churning.
Oh, yeah, I did trip. Guys, just working out in the Aloft Fitness Center up here in Chicago. Enjoyed the grab ass, boys. Definitely not a soft opening here. I'm as hard as the day is long.
Don't need those kind of remarks.
Sup, Lindenwood Recreator.
We just simply don't need those sort of remarks.
So anyway, come up to Kirkwood Brew House and hang out. Clay will be doing an Outkick the Coverage VIP event. Ryan Kelly and I will be hanging out, getting to know the listeners, getting to know the patrons. Anna Marie is going to be joining some of her friends, the Naughty Nine.
You bringing the baby up?
You know, we were talking about, I think the baby's left the house like five times.
Yeah.
I would be all for it, but I'm not sure Anna Marie wants to necessarily have him come out.
You could take him out of the house. I wouldn't bring him around the some of the folks.
What do you mean some of the folks?
Like the people that write these messages in. Some of them could be there. You don't know what kind of diseases are falling off of them.
What do you think? Like crabs?
Yeah, scabies, that kind of thing. Leprosy.
Hot.
Berry.
Cal Kennedy just told me the St. Gabriel crew will be in the house tonight at Kirkwood Brew House.
Okay.
Wow. Wonder if St. Joan of Arc will show.
I doubt it. Their tournaments are pretty much on the up and up at St. Joan of Arc. They're probably going to get a big table. All the officials will sit down there at Kirkwood Brew House and say, all right, who wins this year? How about St. Gabe's? Yeah, why not? We've already got the banner printed.
It's a serious charges, sir. I think the Henschels are going to be there.
I doubt it. They're in Chicago now.
No, that's Pandolfo's.
Oh, I thought the Henschels were in Chicago.
I don't know.
Chicago's my town, team.
Edward G. Roberts.
Right.
Tim, I have three kids and I hate all of them, but I'll take your kid. Thanks, Sean Mahoney's Deadeye.
Oh, that's a living play.
No, Anna Marie's parents are going to be taking care of the tyke tonight so I can get all lit.
You plan on getting drunk, do you?
I wouldn't mind it. I haven't gotten drunk in, God, I don't even know. I don't even know I've been drunk in 2017.
That's a good thing.
As your boy gets older and you get older, attraction with wanting to over-serve yourself will diminish, in my opinion. I think that usually happens.
All right. I don't really want to do it anyway because tomorrow is day two of the Ryder Cup, and how would that play as I'm captain of the team if I show up incapacitated?
It's work for John Daly.
That's a good point. Crooked Stick, 91.
You'd have to turn over the reins of the club to the brigadier captain
or to the honorary captain? Plowhawk can do the Herb Brooks speech tomorrow.
Can we hear from Plowhawk? I miss him. Are you there, Plowsy? Can we hear from you?
What's up, boys?
Oh, I just want to see if you're okay. We miss you.
Oh, I'm good. Just eating a Otis Spunkmeyer muffin and just listening to some hot takes.
What type of muffin is it, sir?
Blueberry, of course.
Good for you. Hold on. Let me give you a ring.
Thank you.
We miss you.
I miss you guys, too. I heard it's a great
place. You heading right to Normandy after the show?
I'm not quite for sure what the game plan is. Probably got to walk the pooch and then probably head that way. Am I needed on Friday?
Yeah, I remember last week Fred Couples was a co-captain of the President's Cup team, and he stayed over in Manhattan as opposed to getting over to Jersey just because he was sleeping in. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, some people go, oh, well, he's co-captain. He should be there.
No.
He's got to walk his dog.
First things first.
Saturday is the day where I'll be there early, be driving around in the cart, talking to people, make sure I'll try to get a Facebook Live near the clubhouse because once you get into the course, it's kind of your Wi-Fi is hit or miss. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have a great time. I don't know what my duties are, but I'll figure that out when I get there.
You're the co-captain.
So I can just hang out, pony up.
I do feel like there are people on, quote, my team who are, like, asking for guidance. And the problem is I don't know who's on my team, so therefore I don't know who to guide. I know Aaron Laurent. I mean, that guy, Doug, I think I told you, he reached Gateway's number 3 in 2.
Okay.
I don't think Eldrick could do that.
No. So what kind of guidance do they need?
I don't know.
Hit the ball, stay in the fairway, hit the green, don't three putt there. Boy, that is a difficult chore to be a captain on one of these clubs. Don't go in the woods. Yeah, don't go left. There's water there, boy. Thanks.
Can I just
thanks. Needed that help.
I was still a bit confused about Francesa's take. Altuve led all of Major League players in WAR 8.3.
Yeah, that's bad.
All of them.
How about Cano?
He led Altuve.
I have to defend the great Francesa here for a second. That was actually a clip from last summer.
All right, well, that's
that resurfaced last night.
How does that resurface?
And I think I put that on the sheet. I want to make sure. I think I put last June.
Doug, if did you say that on the sheet?
If I didn't, I certainly
Francesa
apologize.
Francesa yells at Carr last June.
Well, why are we
and
just
if
playing?
It's June, too, it's not even because he did have 108 runs scored and hit.
His take is still bad, but it's not as bad.
No, that's true. And we kind of did.
It's like a $4 million take instead of a
$5. We did throw him on the trash heap, not pointing out that it was an old take. Altuve has expanded his game since
then.
Yeah,
but I was kind of enjoying that.
Doug, here's a news anchor giving a forecast, and it's funny.
Okay. Hit the lever, Plowsy. Hit the lever, Plowsy.
69. I mean, that's pretty good this time of year, isn't it? I know you're excited about the win, but how about that 69?
And we played that.
That's it. That's
and
it.
We played
oh,
that.
Oh, he said a number. She said it too. Oh, boy, I wonder if everyone knows what that means. Oh, I do.
And we played it, Doug.
Yes, I know.
The folks here at the 314 Training Academy are not listening, but had they been listening, they might have asked us to leave.
They would have found a new training facility. We can't work out here.
Maybe we need a radio training facility where we could go and we'd be like in the studios of a big station in New York.
They're asking for
call
earplugs.
It voice tracks or something.
Tim, do you have the roofless cart and earpiece ready for Plowsy tomorrow? That's from Eric's divorce lawyer. Anytime you see that Ryder Cup or President's Cup, the mm-hmm. captains are driving around the course with an earpiece in. I guess we need to have that. That kind of technology.
Yeah.
I wonder what they're communicating.
Oh, security information, I'm sure.
No, I'm sure it's not security information. I think the players don't have to worry about it.
Check
that.
Out the but lure off number 17's green.
Maybe that. I can't imagine that they'd be like, yeah, that's fifth hole. We better talk about it now. Leave me alone.
Yeah, I'm throwing this out there now. I'm not helping anybody. I'm going to be there in spirit for the team. However, don't ask me any questions about what you should do on number six. I'm just there to hang out. You know, I'm kind of your...
And you are going to be probably so burnt that you probably aren't going to be able to speak.
Oh,
anyway.
It's going to be an all-day affair. So, yeah, come and talk to me. I'd love to chit-chat. But if you have any golf questions, maybe avoid the guy who doesn't look like he knows what he's talking about. So
well,
maybe talk to Jay,
like
talk
gonna
to
be
Tim, somebody else.
You're saying this like there's going to be a crowd of 5,000 people out there.
I think there's going to be a big gallery. Sure. I'm pretty sure there's going to be a big gallery.
Yeah, Doug, what do you think the over-under is on the attendance?
Two people. There'll be two.
I'm going to say more. I'm going to say.
I actually might ship the under.
I'm going to say you'll have nine.
You won't.
There'll be people sitting on 18 right there on the sidewalk right next to the road just watching Tim
just
hit it 320 yards down the center.
It's a tough hole.
You're going to have some listeners that think if they show up they can get a free beer or something.
Guys, I was out of laundry and lonely last night. Used my roommate's sock to discharge myself. Should I tell him or just toss it in the hamper? That's from Gary Unger's Grundle Butter.
Don't take Gary Unger's name in vain like that.
Well, you want to answer the question?
No, I don't want to answer the question because it will only encourage more similar questions and such.
What time are we giving our picks? Because I got a lock of the week, Tim, as you know. I have, 112?
You've never
straight.
Lost.
Yeah. And I got a great one. I got a sure thing. So you have time to get to the bank and take out all the money that you're going to use for your rent or mortgage and go ahead and wager it on this because it can't miss.
Yeah. Double your cash probably. Yeah.
Sun Belt Conference action. You know many times those are tough to
Yeah,
pick.
Those are
yeah.
tough. Yeah. Yeah. UALR, the Trojans.
I got a couple of moles and a couple of programs that have given me real-time information. Real-time information.
Have you?
Yeah.
Doug, if Tim hits it 320 on 18, he's going to be in a heap of trouble.
That's yeah, I was just going to say, I think it's about 250 out along par 3, so that is my bad.
No, I was talking about the number 9 fairway where all hell broke loose on the duel in the sun. That's
yeah,
where
why don't
I was
you
to...
get back to your
No, number 18 is also, I stretched it a little bit. I do think it is a 250-yard par 3. I said 320. You'd probably be in the clubhouse at that point, so.
Right. Doug.
No, never up, never in.
What does that mean?
If you're not far enough, it's never going to go in the hole.
That's right. You got to shoot to score.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne Gretzky, Michael Scott.
Don't leave it in the bag.
Always look on the bright side of life.
This is crazy. This is crazy. This is crazy. Guys, my head still hurts from yesterday's 7 o'clock hour.
Yeah, mine too.
You boys were in fuego. I can tell you this. There was a rising in me pant. Believe that. That's from Jose De Leon. Lost a lot of games with the 1990 Cardinals.
He did. 88? And one year, I think he led the league in
strikeouts.
ERA.
No strikeouts.
Strikeouts. Yeah.
Joe McGrain led the league in ERA, yeah. I think.
And, yeah, De Leon would get a bunch of strikeouts and lose 17 or 18 games. He wasn't on the best team in the league at that
point.
You
have to be a pretty good pitcher to be able to lose a lot of games to get the opportunity to do so. You have to be pretty decent.
Yeah, he was decent.
Yeah.
Any curious caddies going to be wandering in the woods? Doug? Bob Tway? That's from Mitch, facilitate the connectiveness, Cumstein.
Oh, he added a little wrinkle to his
Yeah, Quinn Snyder tribute. Yeah. Here come the Jazz.
You're not using caddies today, are you?
I don't believe so.
No, okay, they're called lemmings, so Tim will not be carrying his own bag.
I don't believe.
Right?
I imagine we'll be carting.
Yeah, but someone will handle all your gear for you. It would be their honor to do so.
I forgot. One of the reasons why, actually, I got to just blame it on this, my range finder battery went out yesterday. People don't talk about that.
No.
And those are
underreported.
Thank you. Like, you would think, like, oh, is it like a AAA battery? And it's like some kind of special kind of battery?
Like for a watch or something? Or
a cell phone?
Well, boy, that's really hard to fix.
So I got to make sure I get a battery before I go up to Normandy unless Jay has some there. Ugh.
What does a rangefinder cost?
I think, like, the one I have is $200. So then,
really?
So how about this, Doug? Raby. This is what's going on here with Camo X. And people know about it because they can see, they can tell Ackerman's, you know, they can kind of tell what's going on with him.
Mm-hmm.
You get the sense that Ben Boyd's a problem.
Yeah, Mr. 10 Sniffs.
So we're on number 10. Were you watching when we were on 10?
No, of course.
So we're on number 10, and, you know, Raby tells me I'm a buck 15 out. So what am I going to do there? Well, I'm going to hit a wedge about 80%, okay? Well, I hit the wedge, and as the ball's in the air, I Hal Sutton it. I did. Be the right club today.
Okay.
I'm yelling at that ball because I think I might just ship it for an eagle.
All right.
Well, as it so happens, I asked Raby for the distance because I told you this battery on my rangefinder, it's a whole thing. I don't have it. I don't have a rangefinder.
You wouldn't want to just look to see how far you are.
Yeah, can't you just trust your instinct on that?
No, of course not.
No.
Then you can't blame it on a battery.
Right. Pray for Ted Scott. So I ask Raby. He gives me the distance, and I hit the ball flush, of course, and it goes over the green into the back bunker, and I was misclubbed. I was misclubbed because I was misdistanced.
And that was his fault.
Thank you. Good, because I wasn't going to say it.
Yeah. It's always someone else's fault. That's how the PGA guys are, too.
Better
with the wrong
most.
Club, it's always the caddy's fault. It's never their fault.
That is better than most. Better than most.
Better than most.
It wasn't better than most. He went over and into the trap.
I almost went into Lockwood. Yep.
And it wasn't your fault at all.
Hell no. It's a perfect shot.
And you're so good that you're hitting every 5 yards matters, that you know how you swing. It's going to go 110. That's going to go 115. That's going to go 120.
Well, as you know, on that hole with the back-to-front slope, I'm going to land it on the back edge, and then I'm going to spin, sugar. Spin, sugar.
Yeah, you know
sugar.
That.
I think you'd want to be below the hole on that so that you're putting uphill.
Yeah, and that's why I was going to spin, sugar. Spin it back, baby. Tour sauce.
Tour sauce, baby. Backspin, baby.
Got to be up to be in.
It's my credo. Penny
never up,
save.
Never in. Yeah.
Hey, Tim, did you lay out your golf outfit for today? That's from Doug's Little Glowworm. Wasn't that a song you liked? The
Glowworm. Mills Brothers Glowworm is one of the great songs of all time. Well, I'd like to hear some of that at some point during the show.
Seamaster, I have done a design here, just for the record. I did it right out of the gate. I always do one right out of the gate. But, Doug, I'll do another one here.
Okay.
Design Air Heating and Cooling has over 75 HVAC technicians, so they always provide fast and friendly service. DesignAirService.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Eddie McVay joins us for the Maggie O'Brien's Picks of the Week at 8. Luke Voigt, Cardinal first baseman and a regular 314 Academy, where we are today.
Loves this show.
Loves this show.
True.
Follows it
not
on Twitter.
True.
Follows
true.
It on Twitter. He will be here with us at 8:30. And then Lisa Ann, and is she going to be here or is she going to be on the phone? Because that would be a real treat.
I don't think she'll be here hitting.
Phone. Iggy's Drops of the Week presented by The Post and Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week plus the Hot Shots email of the day. Hey, you know, we usually go to the Iggy's Drops like around 8:30, but I'd like to get them in now.
Would you? Well,
yeah.
Can we do that? Is
yeah,
that legal?
Yeah, we can. Because the 7 o'clock listeners, they might not get a chance to hear it, so this is a chance to hear it. It's presented by The Post. Take a listen.
The Post Sports Bar and Grill presents...
Iggy, say it ain't so.
Oh, Iggy.
Iggy, no.
Iggy's Drops of the Week.
You wouldn't call her the peg leg porker, would you?
And so it's more of a mouthfeel, saltiness type thing.
Well, you probably couldn't get away with that with all the nipple hair.
How you doing, honey?
You are a handsome man.
Nuggets. Nuggets.
You just ruined your chance at having a threesome with two really hot girls.
I'm more of a general.
The Cuck Studios.
Well, I've seen his penis, so.
Alluring gentlemen into your lair?
Which, I mean, she's got good boobs.
Legitimate actress or naughty actress?
These guys
are some dumb mother.
You know what I think that's going to be used for? Gay sex.
He's a prostitute banging Hoosier.
I've had an erection since 7 a.m.
Buddy, what's the word?
Tongue plow me.
Tongue punch Tim.
Everyone else just sits there, but you get Nako.
Hey, he's just writing down drops left and right.
Sports radio brands should be utilizing GIFs.
I am sick and I'm tired.
Stop with these hot takes!
Let's get down to some business, Hill.
No, get settled.
Excuse me, sir, your fly is down.
Oh, the tangled web we weave.
You are a special man.
Doug, dude, you're getting cucked by a guy whose nickname is Pipe Layer.
Doug is a sissy. Yeah. Enough with the hugs and kisses with the red. They're out.
Irony, thy name is Iggy.
Come on already. This is nonsense.
Thank you. Thank you for the delicious boner.
That was Iggy's Drops of the Week, presented by The Post.
Stay posted, my friends.
So much of it I forget about. My brain causes me to forget about it.
Yeah, but you're pretty deep into the vile stuff, it seems
no,
like.
No,
Iggy points it out every week.
I misquoted, and it's taken out of context.
Iggy, this is for you. Listen. Bell's kind of broken, but that's for you, Iggy. Iggy's exposing Doug for the vile person that he is.
Sometimes you're in a horrible accident or something, and your brain just kind of wipes it away. You don't remember anything. It's a way of dealing with trauma. And that's what the way I feel with Iggy's drops, is I don't even remember some of the things that were said over the past week.
Oh, I can help with that. I can help with that because, as you know, I was a psychology minor. Sometimes what one's inner persona does is they shield themselves from the reality of who they are. So you portray yourself as being anti-vile. You're the crusader against the vile.
Oh, yeah.
Meantime, you engage in the vile stuff as laid out by Iggy's drops. So what you do is you block that out and pretend you don't remember any of it.
When did you guys stop liking a gentleman in cut-off blue jeans sleeping with a lot of black men after Easter church?
Those are your words, sir.
I was repeating what someone else had said. That's all, just trying to understand if I really understood it.
Doug, would you like to be part of the Warson Woods Ryder Cup? Day one, Algonquin. Day two, Old Warson. And the best of all is Tim's Lemmings cannot have access to the course. Thanks. That's from the Warson Woods Wacko.
That sounds like a pretty good
plan. I thought a lot of the Lemmings remembers, are they at Algonquin or are they at Old Warson?
I would probably St. Louis Country Club. I would think most of them. They probably live right around the course. I think most of the people that listen to this show live right around the property there at St. Louis Country Club. That's just the take that I get when I see them in person and everything. You know, I think blue blood, old money.
What are the chances that one of these prestigious country clubs just says, hey, guys, you have done good works. Here's free memberships for the three
of you. See it.
You have done good works for the community. We would be proud to have you as members. Here's free memberships. Could that happen?
At a public course where they don't really have memberships, Tower T would be right there.
But like St. Louis Country Club, probably not.
It's not going to happen.
Are you sure?
You don't know that, though. You don't know it.
It's not going to happen. Didn't they tell August Bush he wasn't good enough?
Mm. Yeah, but we're better than him. Listen to this.
Be the right club today.
Yeah! That's what I was. Was that the TPC?
I don't know when it was.
Was that 99 Players Champion?
I don't watch a lot of golf on TV.
2000's Player Championship holds off number one ranked Tiger Woods.
Hal Sutton,
second player,
defeating Eldridge.
So this was a case where the golfer is of course going to make the right shot. He just needs the right club.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you pin it on the caddy.
Or you pin it on your competitor, Chris Raby.
Right.
Cam Wex. Once again, showing their ethics.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust that bunch.
Yeah, you're about 140 out. Oh, all right. Here we go.
Well, can't you tell? I mean, there's always a 150 stake.
Because of my lopsided head, I miss club often.
Do you?
Yep. It's one of the many symptoms.
Do you pay attention to the 150 markers?
No, not when you have a rangefinder, baby. But like I told you, these batteries, they're hard to find.
Yeah, boy. You can only find them at just about any store. It's one of the little flat that's about the size of a nickel, only it's flat. That
watch
kind of
this,
matter.
A nickel bag of funk. A nickel bag of funk.
Okay.
That has nothing to do with, it's one of those little
like
disc
it is.
Batteries.
It's absolutely what it is.
It has nothing to do with a nickel bag of funk.
It's like
Diggable Planets, 93?
Keys? I don't know the dates.
Tim, I set up a TMA golf tournament at Winghaven, and after we're done playing, we'll have a key party. Thanks. That's from the Swinghaven board member. Oh, that's a nice invite. So we got invited to that.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't really have key parties at Swinghaven, do they?
Gay sex is over in this room.
if I still worked at Greenbrier, I'd let you guys use the club anytime. I work at a bank now, though, so all I can offer you is free check registers. Thanks. That's from Not the Happy Days Potsy. Still, we'll take what we can get.
Free check registers?
Yeah, that's a little booklet that comes with
those
your
are nice.
Checks.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, those are nice.
So you can log the checks that you wrote and keep track of the bank?
That's right. That's right.
Let the bank do that.
I do, because I still write checks. Still for the business, I write checks.
I write checks anyway, because I'm
the
old.
The business, I write checks. Same damn check thing I had in 2005.
And you then
I
like
still,
that big book.
Still, yeah.
And you put on that little green visor.
I do put on the green
visor.
You
got visor. Your abacus there.
Yeah, absolutely. If they didn't know I was Gentile before, they sure know now. Guys, that battery, Doug, is probably called a CR123. That's from the Kansas City Gray Sexual. I think he's right.
Okay, thank you, KC.
Tim, I don't think I will be able to get a beverage alcohol tonight. For Sue next time, white collar gangster.
I don't know what that means.
He tried to say sure and couldn't spell it.
So he's just kind of RSVP.
Yeah, he tried to spell for sure next time, but that was
doesn't he have a one
too
old?
Difficult. I don't know. Something like that.
You know what just struck me, Doug, and pardon me for jumping in on this, yeah. But you could use a tat.
I agree with that. Like
right
a sleeve
here,
tat. Sleeve
but
tat.
I'm thinking like a pen in journalism.
Right business products?
No,
pen.
Journalism. You know, because that's your first love. Why don't you show your love and get a tat?
I'm good. I'm fine.
Like an ink pen and journalism?
No.
Maybe a book in the background or something?
No, that's one
reporter's
current
pad.
I won't be buying into.
Reporter's pad. Huh?
That'd be nice.
A reporter's pad and
Cronkite
then
had that.
Cross pens, like cross swords, and then journalism.
That's your crush, bro.
I'll design it for you.
Okay, you design it.
And then you'll do it?
No, I won't do it. Why don't you do it?
Because I don't love journalism the way you do. There's a twinkle in your eye when you talk about lady journalism, Doug, and it inspires
right.
all of us.
Okay.
Tim, if you can't find a battery, I'll come out to Normandy and walk off each shot for you. Thanks. That's a cousin of Moo Man.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Oh, wow. That was good velo.
Mm-hmm. So if all goes well, you only lose $95.
Isn't that the deal at the Masters, too?
I think so.
Like, Sergio's like, sweet, I'm only minus 95.
95.
But I got a green jacket.
But if you finish 38th place, you're out, you know, several thousand.
You're buying, which is 150.
Yeah.
A nickel bag of funk. A nickel bag of funk.
Wait till you see
so who's
design.
Who's you're getting the money? The course, I guess, huh?
I don't know.
Well, they deserve to get some money if you're playing on their course. It shouldn't just be free all the time.
Tim, what size battery do you need? I got one for my Vibe. I can pick you one up, too. That's from Meat Rocket 8. Okay.
Keep it to yourself, Meat Rocket.
Do vibrators use batteries or are they electric?
I don't know, Tim.
That was just kind of rhetorical. But
what about something like that? There's a reporter's pad and then the pen.
That's a nice design,
it's
sir.
It's a crest.
It's like one of them runs out of ink. Yeah.
Something like that.
I'll consider it.
All right, good. Now we're getting somewhere
okay.
on the show.
Guys, last night I made out with the guy who got my stepdad's heart transplant.
Say that again. You made out with the guy who got his dad's heart transplant?
No, that would be pretty sick.
Yeah.
Stepdad. Guys, last night I made out with the guy who got my stepdad's heart transplant. It's from Mr. Nipples.
What goes through a person's mind when he thinks of that and then says, I must share this? I mean, how twisted, how stupid are these people?
Maybe nothing went through his mind because it happened and he was kind of turned on by it and wanted to share with the audience. Like, that's got to be a weird thing to find out after you're done.
How do we know it's a guy? It was probably a girl, right? If he said he's made out with a guy,
no.
So it's a girl.
Asshat, listen to the guy's name. Mr. Nipples,
it
not
could be
Mrs. Nipples.
It could be Miss Nipples.
Big Al has been texting in a lot because apparently Jay said he's not needed, and now Big Al's in a huff.
Maybe he can put together his own ride, Hercop, over at
that's
Glen
what
Echo.
He said he's going to do. I'm surprised he hasn't called in to voice.
He might have, but we just might be fading it. I don't know.
He wanted to jump in and play here at the last minute, Big Al?
He's long off the tee, Jack.
Is he?
I thought he was already a captain, as everyone in St. Louis is a captain.
Right.
Well, Joe Stats just said he'll co-captain via text and provide college gambling advice from afar.
Okay, Statsy.
Caller Adam sending in a picture of himself and his 2 or 3-year-old daughter topless.
Yeah. Neither of them wearing any clothes. What a disturbing sight.
It's important to have your furnace checked every year to ensure safe and efficient operation. So I recommend you call the Zion Air, who've been serving St. Louis since 1904. Seth Goldkamp and his family are fourth-generation owners. Design Air technicians don't work on commission, and they provide fast and friendly maintenance or emergency service. Doug, the cat, and I are all Design Air customers.
Mm-hmm.
Schedule your fall furnace check today at 314-739-1600 or go online at designairservice.com. Again, 314-739-1600 or designairservice.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer. Most, it's hard to stop a train. How about this? Can I say something here?
Well, yeah.
I think I'm going to – because usually – isn't this what what's the guy's name? Scaramucci said Steve Bannon was trying to do.
I don't know.
Auto fellatio, bro. And I usually don't. I usually don't do it, but this is something else. So Elysium Restoration and Design. Mm-hmm. Jason posted this last night on the fan page. Did you see it, Doug?
No, I'm not on the fan pin.
So he's been advertising with us for however, like a couple months or whatever, and he has not only gotten 25 leads from advertising with us, he has signed 6 contracts to finish basements from our listeners. That's
really?
A lot of...
That's a lot of return on your investment.
I'm telling you, Jack. How about that?
Because, Doug, even though you like to diminish them, our listeners are loyal, they have cash, they're productive and great Americans.
Amen.
And if my bell worked, I'd ring better than this.
Yeah. How do you explain that, yo?
Well, are we sure that all of these jobs that he's gotten have come directly from the ads?
That's right.
Yeah, let's question the sponsor now, yeah. Doug. Haven't you done enough damage today?
Well, I don't know. They must do great work.
They do.
Sometimes I wonder.
Is it Lemmings just trying to do the same thing you did?
I have not made the look of my basement public. I would like to because I think people would be like, holy moly, but then it would come off as, oh, you're bragging or something, and he can't win. But I would like to show their product because they did a hell of a job.
The teal formica that is all over the place is unique.
That was my choice. I overruled Anna Marie. I overruled
Anna Marie. Big right now.
Hansel's so
press
hot
board.
Right now.
Sometimes
press
I wonder
board
if Doug is actually on the payroll of Ben Boyd because he will sort of try to destroy things subtly. Like, I didn't know you shouldn't talk badly about sponsors. Oh, I didn't know. Well, that's on me.
Well, once you talk about the teal press board formica, now I'm sold. Now
you want
that? That's what's in the finer homes.
Now, don't they have the Doug Vaughn furnace for one of the sponsors?
Design Air, Jack.
Now, if they go the Tim McKernan basement, everyone's going to know it's teal formica. And next thing you know, you're signing up 7 or 8 more basement remodels.
I want just whatever Tim did. That's what I want in my home.
The point in my auto fellatio is this. The show provides return for the sponsors because the audience supports the sponsors. Doug.
Right.
And you probably are like, I can't believe anybody who listens to this even owns a home.
Right. But, a tent, maybe.
But tent or home, they refinished their basement. 6 of them did.
You dig a little deeper in the tent.
That's right.
A couple feet down.
That's right.
Call that a basement.
That's right.
And there's something else that you need to know, Mr. Vaughn. While you sit there and you make fun of the listeners and pretend that none of them have jobs and everything, those listeners, those same listeners would take a bullet for you, baby.
Well, I don't know about that. Some have shot bullets.
You know what you ought to do? Sit there for a minute, take it all in, and then maybe at some point express your appreciation. That's what I think you should do.
All right.
They'd take a bullet for you, bud.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
So we are very grateful to the listeners.
Sure, we are
for that because that's when I saw that last night, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So tip of the cap on that. So if you want to sponsor this program, if you want to sponsor this podcast, you want to sponsor the Cats podcast. That there's a little firsthand anecdote which is up on the fan page from Jason from Elysium Restoration and Design. Maggie O'Brien's has been a sponsor for years, and Eddie McVeigh of Maggie O'Brien's is going to join us next for the Picks of the Week. Luke Voigt will be right here at 314 Training Academy with us. He's going to check out Doug's exit velocity.
Okay.
And then Lisa Ann will be with us for her fantasy football segment coming up at 9:15, brought to you by DBs. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After.